I'm Brady Cruz, and this is Politics Unpacked. Politics Unpacked is brought to you in partnership with our friends at Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org.
Happy policy cutoff day.
Today is an important cutoff for bills that are making their way through the legislature. Bills have to emerge from their policy committee by the end of the day today, or they're likely dead for the session. It's worth noting that most of the more controversial bills we've talked about on Politics Unpacked have already passed out of their respective policy committees and aren't in danger of missing that cutoff. For example, Senate Bill 5382, dubbed the initiative killer by opponents, 5382 would add certain requirements for signature gathering for initiatives. And it would also add requirements for the Secretary of State's office when it comes to validating those signatures. Despite getting support from Democrats, two key voices have added theirs to a chorus of dissent, including former Secretary of State Sam Reed. He was the Secretary of State from 2001 to 2013. He told lawmakers that the changes could disenfranchise voters who might have their names removed from initiatives because they moved after signing a petition. Also speaking out in opposition to Senate Bill 5382 is current Democratic Secretary of State Steve Hobbs. He says that the law would add additional expenses to his office at a time when they simply can't afford it. He told King 5 News that the bill would not just be a barrier, but a huge cost. He said, right now, while we're being stripped federal support for cybersecurity and we're being vulnerable to attack from nation-state actors, I'm trying to get the legislature to pay for my cybersecurity team. And right now, that's up in the air. I'd rather they put money in cybersecurity. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Jamie Peterson, who is the Senate Majority Leader, is still defending the piece of legislation, saying this is not at all about trying to thwart the initiative process, which is typically used by conservatives.
Just given the tension over some of the conversations around initiatives and the parents' rights stuff that's happening right now, are changes to the initiative process a priority for either of your caucuses? Or I guess what's the thinking about this legislation if it comes out of the committee that it's in today?
Well, it's interesting. The Speaker and I had, going back to Referendum 71, which was very close in terms of whether it qualified, a pretty firsthand view into how rudimentary the verification process is. So we have a constitution that sets up requirements about how many registered voters are supposed to be signing in order for a petition to go forward. And, you know, so the basic reform that I think you're talking about, Senate Bill 5382, the basic reform that it proposes is that you would actually match up a signature with the address of a registered voter. Wow, that does not seem like a big leap.
One controversial bill that might not be moving forward this session is the pay-per-mile tax. You might recall we talked about this last week. More than 20,000 people registered their position on that bill when it had a public hearing. The vast majority of those were opposed to it. The bill would look to charge drivers 2.6 cents for every mile they drive, the idea being that as more and more people buy electric vehicles, that we need to move away from the gas tax as a reliable source of revenue for maintaining roads and bridges. Here's what House Speaker Lori Jenkins said about the bill's feasibility this session.
Will like a final whole package on road usage charge get to the governor's desk this year? Maybe not, but certainly worth more conversation. I'm very pleased that the Transportation Committee and that the chair is looking at those things. What the bill looks like in the end and where it gets, I don't have a prediction yet. But I am very much appreciate that we're looking into the future instead of focusing, looking at the past.
But even if the concept of a pay-per-mile tax doesn't gain traction this session, you can be sure that Democrats will bring it back up in future sessions. How about we talk about a bill that's got a little bit of bipartisan support? It is a bill to reform emergency powers in the state of Washington. Senate Bill 5434 had a hearing in executive session today in front of the Committee on State Government, Tribal Affairs, and Elections. It would implement emergency power reform for the office of the governor. And interestingly, it has the support of Governor Bob Ferguson, who said during his inauguration address that he would be willing to work with Republicans on the issue.
Senator Braun, I hope to work with you to adopt reasonable limits on the governor's emergency powers. We can do that together.
The desire to amend the governor's emergency power stems from the pandemic, when former Governor Jay Inslee held on to a state of emergency around COVID for 975 days. During that period, Democrats in Olympia did not seem eager to put a check on the governor's emergency power. But now, perhaps since we're out of that state of emergency, they might be more willing to, especially since it has the support of the sitting Democratic governor.
Are you going to pass an emergency powers bill this session?
We have been in good conversation with the governor's office about that subject. And with the Senator Valdez, who leads the committee, the Wagner, Senator Keith Wagner's bill appears to be the vehicle for that. And I personally feel comfortable with it. We haven't had a caucus discussion about it yet, but I expect that there's a pretty good chance that that bill will come to the floor and we'll go over to the House.
Meanwhile, we're still waiting to see what Democrats' plans are for closing the state's $14 billion budget deficit and whether it will be a combination of cuts and perhaps increased revenue or new taxes. A few Republican lawmakers put forth one idea to get them started, eliminating the Office of Equity. House Bill 1959 says if the Office of Equity has strong public support, it could be reconstituted to operate as a nonprofit organization, but would no longer be serviced at taxpayer expense. It says the legislature intends to save the taxpayers $19.5 million by eliminating the Office of Equity. While the bill is an interesting concept, it doesn't seem to have support from Democrats. Meanwhile, on the topic of the budget, an effort to imitate Elon Musk's Doge, the National Department of Government Efficiency, has sprung up here in Washington, with citizen sleuths uncovering millions of dollars in questionable spending, including more than $8 million to the Washington Education Association, which is a key donor to Democratic elected officials and Democrat-backed causes. Another questionable line item is $7.1 million to the Cascade Bicycle Club, which has key programs funded through the state's Climate Commitment Act. The Cascade Bicycle Club turned around and opposed a ballot measure to repeal that act, which might cause some to wonder whether taxpayer money is going to entities that turn around and use them for political purposes. That has been Politics Unpacked for this sixth week of the legislative session in Olympia. I'm Brandi Cruz. Have a great weekend. Politics Unpacked is brought to you by Future 42, making Washington a place for all to prosper. Sign up for their newsletter at future42.org. And in the meantime, join us 4 days a week for our live show, Undivided, where we give context and have important conversations about what's happening in Washington State and beyond. UndividedPod.com. That's UndividedPod.com.